Extract from the Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, read by Jennifer Bouton, Press and Marketing Officer at the Courtyard. He flung the firepot on the ground, and some of the red coals lit a tuft of dried moss that flared up as all the council drew back in terror before the leaping flames. Mowgli thrust his dead branch into the fire till the twigs lit and crackled, and whirled it above his head among the cowering wolves. "Thou art the master," said Bagheera, in an undertone. "Save Akela from the death. He was ever thy friend." Akela, the grim old wolf, who had never asked for mercy in his life, gave one piteous look at Mowgli as the boy stood all naked, his long black hair tossing over his shoulders in the light of the blazing branch that made the shadows jump and quiver. "Good," said Mowgli, staring round slowly. "I see that ye are dogs. I go from you to my own people, if they be my own people. The jungle is shut to me, and I must forget your talk and your companionship, but I will be more merciful than ye are. Because I was all but your brother in blood, I promise that when I am a man among men, I will not betray ye to men as ye have betrayed me." He kicked the fire with his foot, and the sparks flew up. "There shall be no war between any of us in the pack, but here is a debt to pay before I go." He strode forward to where Shere Khan sat blinking stupidly at the flames and caught him by the tuft on his chin. Bagheera followed in case of accidents. "Up, dog!" Mowgli cried. "Up when a man speaks, or I will set that coat ablaze." Shere Khan's ears lay flat back on his head, and he shut his eyes, for the blazing branch was very near. "This cattle killer said he would kill me in the council because he had not killed me when I was a cub. Thus and thus, then, do we beat dogs when we are men? Stir a whisker, Lungri, and I ram the red flower down thy gullet." He beat Shere Khan over the head with a branch, and the tiger whimpered and whined in an agony of fear. "Pa, singed jungle cat, go now. But remember, when next I come to the council rock, as a man should come, it will be with Shere Khan's hide on my head. For the rest, Akela goes free to live as he pleases. You will not kill him, because that is not my will. Nor do I think that ye will sit here any longer, lolling out your tongues as though ye were somebody's, instead of dogs whom I drive out. Thus, go!" The fire was burning furiously at the end of the branch, and Mowgli stuck right and left around the circle, and the wolves ran howling with the sparks burning their fur. At last, there was only Akela, Bagheera, and perhaps 10 wolves that had taken Mowgli's part. Then something began to hurt Mowgli inside him, as he had never been hurt in his life before, and he caught his breath and sobbed, and the tears ran down his face. "What is it? What is it?" he said. "I do not wish to leave the jungle, but I do not know what this is. Am I dying, Bagheera?" "No, little brother." "That is only tears such as men use," said Bagheera. "Now I know thou art a man, and a man's cub no longer. The jungle is shut indeed to thee henceforward. Let them fall, Mowgli. They are only tears." So Mowgli sat and cried as though his heart would break, and he had never cried in all his life before.